Trump's DHS deports accused child rapist who was released into U.S. by Biden administration. By John Binder on May 23, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has deported an illegal alien accused of raping a child and filming the sexual assault that had been released into the United States by former President Joe Biden's DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. On May 16, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents deported illegal alien fugitive Felipe Neri Casco Murillo to his native Honduras, turning him over to Honduran authorities, on May 16. Murillo first crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near Hidalgo, Texas on May 13, 2023, and applied for admission. Watch, WH, Trump admin will continue to deport illegal alien murderers, criminals despite Democrat hate. Despite being wanted in Honduras for child rape and production of child pornography, Mayorkas's DHS gave Murillo parole and released him into the U.S. interior on the same day he arrived at the border. By November 2024, ICE agents received notice from Honduran authorities that Murillo was wanted in his home country on the child rape and child pornography production charges. ICE agents subsequently arrested him on January 28, 2025. On April 17, a federal immigration judge ordered Murillo deported from the U.S. Under the Biden-Mayorkas parole pipeline, nearly 1.5 million migrants were released into American communities, often without DHS knowing the full extent of their criminal histories and backgrounds. This week, Trump accused Biden officials like Mayorkas of treason at the highest level over such policies like the parole pipeline. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.